Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in India's indigenous warship construction program with the delivery of the 6th Project 17, a stealth frigate, marking a major step forward in the country's naval indigenization efforts. First, let us consider the context of this achievement. On a specific date, Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai, handed over INS Mahendragiri to the Indian Navy, completing MDL's quota of 4 ships under Project 17A. What makes this significant is that it also marks the 100th vessel milestone for the Warship Design Bureau, the Navy's in-house design organization. Building on this, it is worth noting that Project 17 has 3 GRSE-built ships, that is, Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, Kolkata, remain on track. Now, let us delve deeper into Project 17, which is a follow-on to Project 17, the Shivalik-class frigates, and represents India's most advanced indigenous warship construction program. This program has been a cornerstone of India's efforts to enhance its naval capabilities and reduce dependence on foreign design houses. And here is something that surprises many students: the Warship Design Bureau, which is the parent organization of the Indian Navy, has been instrumental in designing these warships, from concept to final design. Crucially, the delivery of INS Mahendragiri is a significant event, as it completes MDL's Project 17 a quota and marks the 100th vessel milestone for the Warship Design Bureau. It is worth pausing here to note that the Warship Design Bureau has been elevated to bureau status to reflect its expanded role in designing warships, including frigates, destroyers, corvettes, and auxiliary vessels. Note this carefully: the Warship Design Bureau is a key organization in India's naval indigenization efforts, and its success is a testament to the country's growing capabilities in warship design and construction. Now, let us turn to the details of INS Mahendragiri. Named after the Mahendragiri mountain peak in the Eastern Ghats, Odisha, which has an altitude of approximately 1,501 meters, making it one of the highest peaks in Odisha, INS Mahendragiri has a hull number of Y12654 and was built by Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai. The delivery of this ship on a specific date marks a significant milestone in India's naval indigenization efforts. Moving on to the significance of this event, it is worth noting that India's warship indigenization has progressed significantly under Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense. This initiative has been a key driver of India's efforts to enhance its naval capabilities and reduce dependence on foreign design houses. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that a strong and self-reliant naval industry is critical to India's strategic interests and national security. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant in this context, but it is worth noting that the BrahMos missile is often associated with such naval discussions. However, in this case, we are focusing on the delivery of INS Mahendragiri, which is a significant milestone in India's naval indigenization efforts. Remember this number, 100, which represents the 100th vessel milestone for the Warship Design Bureau. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The keywords to focus on are INS Mahendragiri, Project 17A Nilgiri class frigates, Mazago Dock Shipbuilders, Warship Design Bureau, Stealth Frigate, Naval Indigenization, Atmanirbhar Bharat, and BrahMos Missile. These keywords are crucial for your mains preparation, and understanding the context and significance of these terms will help you answer questions related to India's naval indigenization efforts. In conclusion, the delivery of INS Mahendragiri marks a significant milestone in India's naval indigenization efforts, highlighting the country's growing capabilities in warship design and construction. This achievement has significant implications for India's strategic position and national security, and it is essential to understand the context and significance of this event for your UPSC preparation.